I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's a great newspaper headline. British police are investigating a growing scandal surrounding allegations of phone hacking by a newspaper. Here's the background. In 2007, a reporter and private investigator were convicted for hacking into the voicemail of celebrities, including the royal family and politicians. Now new allegations have emerged, and they've ensnared one of the prime minister's top aides. The World's Laura Lynch is following the story in London. Laura, what's this so-called phone hacking scandal all about?
Well, you've just recounted a good deal of the history of it, but the fact is that even though this story goes back some years, it has been bubbling along ever since then. There have been a number of lawsuits launched by different celebrities, such as the actress Sienna Miller, and names of others who keep coming up who say they suspect they were the victims of this phone hacking, of this newspaper called News of the World, which had been apparently hacking into people's voicemail, listening to their messages, and potentially getting stories out of that. It's flared up again because the newspaper suddenly found new evidence, it said, that directly contradicted its earlier claims that this hacking was the work of a single rogue reporter. And now, in the wake of all that, the assistant news editor has been sacked. The police have suddenly started a new criminal investigation. And at the top of all of this, looking down on this growing scandal, is media mogul Rupert Murdoch, who you may know as the as the owner of Fox News and the Wall Street Journal and other media entities in the United States.
And Laura, just to be clear, Rupert Murdoch is involved because it is his media asset that started this this whole thing in the first place, or one of the reporters from the paper.
It is. Rupert Murdoch, as the head of the News Corporation, this is the third biggest media organization in the world, owns News of the World, owns a number of other media entities here. And what's interesting is in the background of all of this scandal is another very high-stakes media game that's being played out. Rupert Murdoch is attempting to buy the remaining interest in a company called BSkyB that he already owns a good percentage of. If he's successful in buying BSkyB, he will be the single largest private media owner in Britain.
And somehow this has also become a problem for the British Prime Minister, the current British Prime Minister, David Cameron.
Yes, in a couple of ways. In the House of Commons, he was being asked questions about whether he was discussing this phone hacking scandal with members of the Murdoch family when he had dinner with them over Christmas. And he just said, this is wrong, I don't believe in phone hacking, it's criminal and it should be investigated to the nth degree. The reason why this is so important for him is because his director of communications was the former editor of News of the World, the newspaper that is behind this scandal. I hope you're keeping everything straight here.
getting it more or less together, yeah.
So the director of communications took the job with David Cameron just before the election, and he moved into 10 Downing Street to advise the prime minister. All the while, this cloud was hanging over him, but he always denied he knew anything about this practice going on at the newspaper when he was editor. Well, last week, he resigned. His name is Andy Coulson, and he resigned from the post because he said he had become the story. And he said, when the prime minister's spokesman needs a spokesman, it's time to step aside.
Yeah, right.
So it became a real problem for the prime minister, and it continues to be a problem for the prime minister as long as this scandal keeps popping up on the front pages and not going away, and as long as it keeps bringing up his relationship with Rupert Murdoch.
The World's Laura Lynch in London. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.